First order, the one big question that Intel still doesn't have an answer to is what's going to be their architecture, right? So they've answered what's going to be their microarchitecture, but they haven't answered the question of what's going to be their architecture. And their architecture is flawed. Everybody knows it.
The chipset, the whole.
I'm talking about the front side bus.
Right.
It's flawed. It's leading to poor scalability and performance in multi-socket environment. They still have this, the entire disaster of CSI version 1 that never came to fruition, was a complete failure. Now they're on CSI version 2. That's the question that's interesting. You know, for us, we're introducing RevF, and we've already said RevF is quad-core ready. They're introducing their new architecture, and it's not really quad-core ready. They're going to be able to put an MCM on it. But to really get to the next generation true quad-core, you're going to have to change the platform again. So Intel's got a very rocky story in the next 3 years about what their platform strategy is going to be, what their future bus is going to be. And we have a very good story, which is, you know, I think the market expects us to have faster processors, right?
Yeah.
And to continue to scale the number of core per socket.